Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Well, what is the latest with baseball and a possible return?
Who better to talk to than NFOS, a friend of Stink from his ESPN days? ESPN's Tim Kirchen joins us now. Tim, good morning.
How are you, fellas?
Ah, Timmy, man, we're doing great. Always good to hear your voice, because I know whenever I talk to you, baseball is at least in full swing usually, but at least maybe it's on the horizon. What can you tell us about baseball and the likelihood of it coming back and us watching America's Pastime here in July, maybe?
Well, I want you to note my hesitation here. I think we're going to play, and I think we're going to play in July. However, the narrative changes literally every day, and every person I talk to has a slightly different look at this. Some are convinced we're going to play. Others are convinced we're not going to play. I spoke to a general manager yesterday. It's just one guy, and he's guessing, but he said, I'm 100% certain we're going to play. So I don't know how we're going to get there. There are so many obstacles in the way. There is so much work to be done, so many more meetings to be had. But I just think that anything is better than what we have right now. Anything is better than nothing. And somehow, some way, they'll figure out a way to play this baseball season, even if it's 80 games, 60 games, who knows?
You know, one of the things that's been interesting that we've talked about a little bit, Tim, is the money situation, you know, prorated versus 50-50 split. And, you know, I come from a different sport where there is a salary cap. And I said to Mike, I was like, yeah, the 50-50 split scares me a little bit from the player standpoint, simply because once you go down that road, and I know these are extreme circumstances, but once you go down that road to some type of 50-50 split where there is an actual cap, do you open it up for the next collective bargaining agreement for that to be on the table? So what can you tell us about the salaries? What can you tell us about the players and how they feel about coming back from the money standpoint?
Well, in baseball, Stink, as you know, salary cap is the two worst words in the language for anyone in the union. And they're not about to allow that to happen, even in a truncated season like this. So that's going to be the primary fight, is what are we going to do about what it would be a reshaping of the whole economic system in baseball. However, I think both sides need to look at this like this is a one-time thing. This isn't something that's going to be incorporated into baseball in 2021 or 22 or any other time. They're going to have to negotiate that. But if they're going to get back on the field, it's going to take complete collaboration from the union and from the owners for this to happen. And right now, my concern is they're really not on the same page. They're definitely not on the same page when it comes to the finances of the game. Once that gets cleared up, and it's possible it could be, then I think we'll play. But there's just no way the owners can say, you need to accept the salary cap this year and every year moving forward. That simply is not going to happen.
Busy with Tim Kirchen from ESPN as we talk a little bit about baseball. The proposed restrictions that we heard about the other day, the idea of no spitty, no sunflower seeds, no high fives, stay away from base runners, no showers. What kind of feedback have you heard from people around the game about those restrictions?
Well, the players I've talked to, the feedback is all bad. However, I spoke to, look, there's just no way you're going to get a player to stop spitting in a major league game. That's what they do all the time. And they're gonna take sunflower seeds also. But I was told yesterday by someone who might know that this is just something that was put down on May the 15th. So everyone involved realizes, okay, these are some of the things we have to put down. Like, so everyone will say, yes, we can move forward if those are the rules. But those can't be the rules once the games start, because you won't be able to play a major league game if there's no touching an opponent or there's no spitting or sunflower seeds. It's just not going to happen.
What is Major League Baseball taken from and learned from Taiwan and learned from the KBO, which, you know, I mean, I've watched Taiwan baseball and then Taiwanese baseball, and I've been watching the KBO as well. So what have they learned from that process and seeing how they got back to playing?
Well, they've learned a lot, and they should be watching every inning of these games, because they might be the blueprint for what baseball is going to look like if it comes back this year in the major leagues, to see how a game operates with no fans in the stands and how, you know, stadiums are operated when there are no, you know, when there aren't as many people working the ballpark, and how the broadcast system goes and how the ratings are. I mean, there are so many things that can be learned from this, but the fact that professional baseball is being played somewhere in the world now at least gives you hope that Major League Baseball will be played. But as we all know, the Korean situation, you know, they handled the COVID so long ago, and they're mostly on the way out of it, it appears. And the United States is still right in the middle of it. We have to get to the point where the, you know, the virus is going away before we're going to do anything with baseball, because the health and safety of the players and the fans and everyone around the game is going to have to be first and foremost.
Visit with ESPN's Tim Kirchen as we talk a little baseball. Colorado's Governor Jared Polis came out and said he spoke with Rob Manfred, the commissioner, and said, hey, Colorado's open for baseball business. When baseball, if baseball returns, are we looking at hub situations here, Tim, where we will see multiple teams play multiple games in one place?
Well, that's a good question, and nobody knows the answer to that. I do know the commissioner's office has contacted at least 16 of the 18 states that have a major league team. And yes, some of them are going to be able to say, yes, we'll play here, and we'll play with fans in the stands as long as they're social distancing. That's what you get from some governors and some states. But what happens, this is a legitimate question, what happens if the state of Pennsylvania says, sure, the Phillies and the Pirates can play whenever they want in their home ballparks here, but the governor of Ohio says, well, the Reds and the Indians aren't going to play in their home ballparks here. So what happens then? I think there's going to have to be a centralized place for teams to play if they can't play in their home state. And what if a team doesn't get to play a home game all year? I mean, how big of a disadvantage is that? These are all questions that don't have answers at this point. And until we get those answers, we're not going to play baseball.
Well, Tim, I don't care if it's a disadvantage. I just want to see baseball. So, hey, that's their problem, not mine. Hey, no, in all seriousness, man, we appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for jumping on and I guess setting us as straight as you can with all the uncertainty that's going on right now.
Well, let's hope everything works out for baseball. You guys just say stay safe in the meantime, okay?
You too, Timmy. All right, buddy.
See ya.
Tim Kirchen from ESPN. That says good a soup to nuts. Ugh. Kind of a broad stroke covering of all the issues that are surrounding baseball right now. Great stuff there from ESPN's Tim Kirchen and FOS, a friend of Stink. He even worked in. He even called you Stink.
Oh, yeah.
That makes him a true blue FOS.
Timmy Kirchen is one of my favorite people that I ever had the opportunity to work with at ESPN.
Morning Brew is coming up next. Yeah, more from what the governor had to say about Coors Field and baseball. And what a certain TV loudmouth had to say about one of our local stars. Ooh, fighting words next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.